it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. These are stories you might see on the news, but if you don't, well, I want to talk about them anyways. I'm your host, Joe. All right, well, let's talk about the Pacers. They've officially clinched a playoff berth. Woo-woo! For the seventh time in the last 8 years. Way to go. They won last night, beating the Miami Heat 113-107. Some March Madness kind of sad news. It ended for Purdue after losing to Texas Tech on Friday night, 78-65, in that Sweet 16 matchup. Your Final Four now set for the Saturday. That's when the four teams will play. You got Loyola versus Michigan and Villanova versus Kansas. Alex, who do you think will end up being our March Madness champion this year between those four teams?
Kansas.
I'm going to go with Kansas. I should ask Liv. She's the sports junkie here. Do you guys know what Indiana's official state insect is?
It is the stink bug.
Not a bad guess, though. No, actually, we don't have one, but we're about to. The firefly will soon be Indiana's official state insect after Governor Holcomb signed a new law at an elementary school. It'll go into effect, I believe, in July. It takes effect in July.
Oh, perfect. Then the perfect month for that. I absolutely agree with this choice. I remember growing up and going to my grandparents' house in Logansport, Indiana, northern Indiana, and like running through fields and catching lightning bugs. I did it all summer long. That is like such a Indiana summer staple for sure.
Now that's sweet and that's a great memory. And I'm just being real and honest here because I feel like if I lied, I'd be doing a disservice to you of not being real. I did something with fireflies in the summertime, but it was a little bit different. And I don't think this makes me a killer, but thinking back, it sounds bad. I used to like have my baseball bat and I'd see the fireflies and they'd fly around buzzing. And then I'd swing my bat like a home run derby and we'd hit them.
I'm pretty sure that's the first sign of someone being a serial killer.
I don't think it is.
It's torturing
like,
animals.
Me and all my buddies would do that. We'd be like, swing! And like we'd hit it. Yeah. That sounds really bad though, doesn't it? Oh, dude, we crushed them.
How like, many of those friends are incarcerated now? That's what I want to know.
Two. What, everybody doesn't have a couple people they know that went to jail for choices they made?
Well, not everybody.
Oh, gosh. Look at all of us not going to jail over here. All right. But that's kind of cool news right there. And those kids are pretty happy that they got that. This is sad and crazy. And I've heard this before. It makes me afraid to go on vacation. A family of four from Iowa was killed at a resort in Mexico after a toxic gas leak. The parents and their 12-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter were found dead at the condo they rented on Friday. And they believe they probably were deceased for at least a day or two until somebody found them. And the cause of death was asphyxiation from inhaling toxic gases. But they can't figure out what the type of gas was yet. Like they're trying to lock it down, but these have happened before. It's like, what the hell happened? Like a gas leak
it
of some kind.
Absolutely so sad.
And you don't even know that. Imagine this. Like, you know how phones have, I like an iPhone 7, but you could put in a code, which is probably the best thing, or you can just use your fingerprint. And like, I knew the iPhones now, you can use your facial recognition. But what if somebody you love died? Like, how are you going to get into their phone if you don't know their passcode?
I don't know. I guess you use their finger, their dead fingerprint.
Yeah, you warm up their dead thumb and you put it against it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. You're warming it up right here. Families who have just lost a loved one are so desperate now to unlock smartphones of dead relatives that they're using the corpse's fingers to try to unlock them. They're saying funeral homes say that the families are going to extreme lengths to try and retrieve photographs, messages, and social media accounts from deceased relatives. But their efforts rarely work as sensors rely on the actual electricity. So couldn't you just like hook up grandpa or mom or dad or their little brother or sister whoever died, give them like a little bit of energy, like a taser?
Because there's tase them, yeah.
Yeah, like tase the dead.
Oh my gosh.
Plug them in.
Could you imagine?
We're talking about abusing a corpse here.
Hey, you're trying to get that phone, but realistically, you're going to see some stuff you don't want to see.
That's right. You keep swiping to the left, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. There's a lot more we'll have to get to another day here, but I was wondering, like, would you do that? Would you hook a family member up? Just give them a little bit of electricity. Not much, just enough so that you could, I want to get in there and, you know, maybe refurbish the phone or something.
Well, the iPhone 10 will recognize their dead face, right?
Will it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Can somebody try that? Let us know. Joe and Alex Show, tweet us and let us know if it works for you. Why are you guys looking at me like I said something wrong here? What did I say that was that wrong?